Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the blog, the archives, the articles, all the stuff that's there, the Brain Trust members. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which we update every week. Send you a new version every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. Don't forget to take the poll question, which we've got right there on the homepage. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Bob Fisher, Robert J. Fisher, CFP, Certified Financial Planner, is our guest. Bob is the author of the outstanding book, The Naked Portfolio Manager, Why Rules Trump Reason on Wall Street. And Bob, one of the things that, welcome back, by the way, and one of the things that that you talk a lot about in your book and in your work is who investors should be relying on for their advice. And I'd like for you to talk to us a little bit about that.
Right. I mean, one of the things that I've written recently in a soon-to-be-published e-book is there are five problems that investors have, small business owners have, in using Wall Street experts. And, I mean, the first one is that people have got to realize that Wall Street experts are not as reliable as other experts.
Who are these? When you say other experts, what do you mean, other financial experts?
No. I'm talking about experts in other fields.
For example, any field. You're saying of the experts in energy, the experts in trade, the experts in geopolitics or whatever, you're saying that they're more, the methods that they use to demonstrate their expertise is more reliable than the experts on Wall Street.
Right. Let me give you an example. If you ask a chemistry expert, gee, if I add sodium hydroxide
yeah.
to aluminum foil, what kind of gas will I get? Well, all of them will tell you you'll get hydrogen gas.
Yeah.
None of them are going to say, well, you'll get helium or you get methane or anything
else.
But
that's science. Investing is not science, is it?
Oh, I think it's a science, absolutely. But you have to understand is that you don't know all the variables. You cannot know all the variables. So a guy like Mario Gabelli, who is he's definitely a Wall Street expert, makes $70 million a year managing portfolios, but he can't tell you which of three stocks is going to do better over the next 12 months.
Does he even know now? Would he be one of the guys who might know why the flash crash happened in May? Does anybody even know that now?
Well, he might know why it happened, but he certainly couldn't predict that it would happen before.
Yeah.
Before.
Right. Why is that? And why is that? Why are these guys, in your opinion, lower quality experts than experts in other fields?
Well, I don't say that they're lower quality experts. What I say is that their advice is less reliable, and that's because so much of Wall Street is unknown and cannot be predicted.
Well, it's emotional. I've never seen anything that's where there's as much at stake that relies on emotion as much as that is.
Well, that's one of the five reasons that using Wall Street experts it is a problem. It's because the individual's emotions, the fear and greed get involved in this process. We've got experts that are less reliable than other experts. And one of it's really important to understand that there are so many platforms for these experts to get on, and the advice is so frequently conflicting, and sometimes it's hugely ambiguous. I mean,
right.
I've got a quote here for you.
Okay.
This comes from Mohammed El Arian, who is the chief executive of PIMCO, and he says, "You're seeing."
He's often on CNBC.
Yes. He says, "You're seeing concern about the structural headwinds facing the market, large downward reassessments of global growth prospects, and large technical unwinds." Now, what the heck does that mean?
What, as the kid said in the commercial, what does that even mean?
we don't know. And so all this confusion.
Speak English.
All this confusion is there. You know, while Wall Street's constant message is, hey, listen to us.
Yeah.
We know better.
Yeah.
I mean, remember the old E.F. Hutton commercial?
Right, yeah.
You know, when E.F. Hutton talks, people listen.
People listen, right, yeah.
Okay? I mean, that's been Wall Street message. That was Hutton's message
and,
in the 80s.
And your point, though, is that that kind of behavior is not necessary because there's a statistical method that you propose that's all part of your naked portfolio management that you're saying we can avoid that.
Absolutely, there's a totally different way to make decisions. Forget all these Wall Street experts and make decisions based on naked strategies. Make decisions based on rules.
But see, you're talking, here's one thing that I think is maybe where, and this is an interesting point, folks, and I think this is very much a contemporary, a right now kind of a thing. Bob, well, you're talking about investing. Your naked portfolio management methods is based on investing. Wall Street has become traders. There's nobody investing in Wall Street anymore. They're all trading, and they're proposing that you and me and all the rest of us on Main Street become traders. And that's, I think there's a conflict there, Bob. What do you think?
Oh, there's absolutely a conflict because you know the naked strategies is designed to get the odds slightly in the favor of the investor,
yeah,
and then just stick in a disciplined fashion.
But how can you stick when things are so volatile these days? I mean, the days of buy and hold, and that's what I want to, when we come back after this break, I want to ask Bob this. You know, are the days of buy and hold over? And if they're not, how do we figure out how to do that? Because there seems to be a problem with that strategy right now. Tim Till, right back with Robert J. Fisher, the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager. Tim Till, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Bob Fisher, Robert J. Fisher, is our guest. He's the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager. He's a certified financial planner in the Richmond, Virginia area. Bob, tell us how we can find you, how we can find your book, please.
Well, you can find the book at www.nakedportfoliomanager.com. The book's also available in Barnes & Noble and on Amazon. And your readers can get a free ebook that I've written called Changing the Way the World Invests if they go to the website, again, www.nakedportfoliomanager.com.
All right.
Download that for free.
Thank you. I appreciate you making that available for free. Folks, check that out. Whatever Bob does is good stuff. That's not the new one, though. You got another. I mean, there's another one coming out in a few weeks, right?
There's another one that I just sent off to the publisher. It's called Time to Get Naked, and
that'll be out in a couple of months, and you'll be back to tell us about that.
I'll be back to tell you about it.
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, so here's my question: Isn't the way the marketplace is behaving not just the influence of Wall Street experts, but even you, as a more of a statistical, you know, you're a naked portfolio manager. You're statistical. You're based on statistical, less on emotions. Even in your world, isn't the buy and hold theory of investing, hasn't that become obsolete? And you know, how do we fight that and get back to being investors and not traders?
Well, we fight that by using naked strategies, and here's the thing: the whole point of naked strategies is to get the odds on your favor, and you can use mathematics. They're all based on mathematics.
But see, that sounds like homework, Bob.
Well, no, because what you're going to do, the mathematics of this, you learned in the third grade. You know, what you basically do when you use naked strategies is you get the fluctuations of the market to work for you.
Ah.
So when you rebalance your portfolio, what you do on a very systematic way is you buy stocks that, that are in low part of the range. You sell them when they're in a high part of the range.
But see that now, but that's trading again. I mean, so here, and I'm using this term strictly. The old days of buying a stock and not looking at it for 3 or 5 years, those days are gone, aren't they?
Well, here's what I'm saying, Jim. Is you buy, let's say you buy 10 stocks, okay? And
yep.
let's just to make the math easy, let's just say that you got 100 shares of each of those.
Right.
Okay? Then when you rebalance, what happens is you say, well, gee, you know, this stock went from 20 to 25. I'm going to sell a little bit of that. This one went from 20 to 15. I'm
right.
going to buy a little bit more of that. Now I've oversimplified.
Yeah,
it.
But how often do I have to look at this, though? Do I need to look
twice
at this every twice a year? Okay. Right.
Yeah, twice a year.
Right. But isn't the overall market stock market more volatile than that now?
Well, you're definitely right. The market is more volatile. But, Jim, I'll point out to you is that a more volatile market works even better for these naked strategies.
Right. Yeah. How about where do mutual funds work into your – and what are those other ones, the there's another term for –
exchange-traded funds?
Yeah, EFTs.
Well,
ETFs.
Well,
I mean ETFs. Where do mutual funds and ETFs fit into your strategy?
We could talk a whole session on that, but here's the thing. Over the last 20 years, the average return of individual investors in mutual funds, equity mutual funds, has been 3.17%.
Wow.
Now, Jim, do you know
is that after the load? Is that net after the load, or is that gross?
That's after all expenses.
Okay, all right.
You talk about a load. Do you know that in 2008, investors paid $30 billion, that's billion with a B, in mutual fund expenses,
yeah.
and domestic funds,
yeah.
and in the last 20 years, they've averaged 3.17%.
Wow, that's not very good. That's not very good return, is it?
Is this not the time
There's something
to
wrong
change
with that.
Things?
Yeah.
I mean, if this were a governmental program where people were paying $30 billion,
right.
that they're in 3.7%.
So you're saying mutual fund investing and ETFs are not a good naked strategy, if I understand what you're saying.
Let's separate out ETFs.
I'll tell you what, I've walked into a little landmine there that I shouldn't have walked into. Will you come back real soon? Let's pick this up right when you come back.
I promise to do that.
We've run out of time, but we're going to get you back real soon and talk about that, talk about ETFs and mutual funds for the Naked Strategy. Give us a website quickly one more time.
www.nakedportfoliomanager.com.
Always great to have you here, Bob. Thanks for being here. Thanks for doing a great job.
Glad to be here.
We'll see you next time. Bob Fisher, folks. Robert J. Fisher is the name of the book. Got to go for this just this hour. Don't go away. I'm going to be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.